All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. 844-967-2789 is our phone number. And let's go to the phones. I think it's Linda from Milwaukee. Jackie from Milwaukee, who wanted to weigh in on the subject before the break. Good morning, Jackie. Thank you very much for the call. What do you say?
Good morning, Earl. I just wanted to comment on what I've seen out there, which is so horrific, where people homeless asking for change and people will scream at them like, get a job. Well, to get a job, they would need an address, they would need food in their stomach, they would need clean clothes. Isn't it obvious? I mean, that they're not in a position to get a job. I've even seen a woman throw hot coffee at a man asking for change. Hot coffee right on him. So really, they're treated like animals, and they're not. They're human beings in trouble. The other thing is how they're making laws against homeless. For instance, you can only be on a, not here, but in other states, you can only sit on a park bench for 2 hours. Well, that's truly against the homeless. That's just one of them. I read a whole bunch of them about a year ago. And my last comment is I've heard in Washington, too, they were taking old hotels and giving people places to live. And these people eventually ended up slowly getting back together and getting jobs. It doesn't help anybody to not help these people.
Jackie.
I don't understand a culture that doesn't care about them.
So Jackie, hang on a second, because, you know, part of this is we claim to be a nation founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic. You know, those are words that will always stick in my mind since I was taught those things as a very young boy. We were founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic. Well, Christianity and what many people claim to be in this country is that you care for your fellow man, and that if you are a Christian, it means you emulate Christ in his workings and in his doing. So when you look at another human being and with disdain, and these people have not done anything to any of us. So somebody, you know, asks for a coin. Either you give them a coin or you don't. But certainly the ridicule that goes along with it says a lot about the person. Not the person who's begging for the coin, but the person who thinks that they're superior to someone else who, because they don't have to ask for or beg for a coin. But, you know, you never know. Never laugh at the man lying on the street, for his shoes just may fit your feet, is about the best way that I can explain that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you very much, Jackie. I really, really appreciate that. I felt Jackie's spirit. You know what I mean? You could tell. And I know we've got more people in the society like Jackie than the other side of that coin. It's just so terrible that, you know, you hear the other side of it more than we hear the Jackie. So thank you, Jackie. Really appreciate it. Earlier in the program, I was talking with Tom from L.A., and he was saying you now see what the plans for Republicans are. Excuse me. And I told him I ran across the Rescue America plan, which has been put together by Senator Rick Scott. He has put together a plan that the Republicans, if they take over the Senate and the House and the presidency, that this is the plan that he wants them to follow. Number one, education. Our kids will say the Pledge of Allegiance, salute the flag, learn that America is a great country, and choose the school that best fits them. That's number one. Number two, colorblind equality. Government will never ask, government will never again ask American citizens to disclose their race, ethnicity, or skin color on any government form. We're going to eliminate racial politics in America. No government policy will be based on race. People will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We are all made in the image of God. To judge a person on the color of their epidermis is immoral. Again, this is Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott, who has this 11-point plan for the Republicans if they take control. Number three, safety and crime. The soft on crime days of coddling criminal behavior will end. We will refund and respect the police because they, not the criminals, are the good guys. We will enforce our laws, all of them, and increase penalties for theft and violent crime. We will clean up our cities and stop pretending that crime is okay. We have zero tolerance for mostly peaceful protests that attack police officers, loot businesses, and burn down our cities. And I will say to Senator Scott, you want to enforce the laws and penalties for violent crime, and we will stop pretending that crime is okay. Who thinks crime is okay? I don't know where Republicans are getting this crazy thought that in cities, people think they like crime, they enjoy crime, that politicians think that crime is an okay thing. None of that is true. And just because Republicans and conservatives say that does not mean it is a fact. It is a misconception and a flat-out lie that we keep hearing Republicans say, well, Democrats like crime in their communities, so who in their right mind wants to see crime in their neighborhoods and in their communities? Just another imaginable thought from Republicans. Immigration, number four, we will secure our border, finish building the wall, and name it after President Donald Trump. So let me see. You've got an 11-point plan to restore things in our country if Republicans get back in charge of things. Where does building a wall and naming it after Donald Trump come into that plan? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You two can join me. Nations have borders. We should give that a try. President Trump's plan to build a wall is right. We welcome those who want to join us in building America's dream. Immigrants who want to be Americans, not change America. We are a stronger nation because we are a nation of immigrants, but immigration without assimilation makes us weaker. Politicians from both parties talk big about border security and do nothing. We are done with that. So Republicans get control. They're going to build walls around the entire nation. So nobody will be able to get in or out. That's tongue in cheek. Growth economy. We will grow America's economy, starve Washington's economy, and stop socialism. So let me see. Because I get mixed up sometimes. I'm not very bright. But, you know, you're starving Washington's economy. Isn't Washington in America? Aren't we one and the same? So you are saying we will grow America's economy, but starve Washington's economy. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to go to those great universities, Harvard and Yale, Princeton. I would think that, again, America, Washington, one and the same. But yet he makes those statements and he gets cheers to those. Clearly he's got an issue that needs to be taken care of. Government reform and debt. We will eliminate all federal programs that can be done locally and enact term limits for federal bureaucrats and Congress. Let me see. He's a bureaucrat. He's a senator. He's talking about term limits. It's easy to say you want term limits. But when it comes time for your term to be up, will you step down? Many government agencies should be either moved out of Washington or shuttered entirely. Yesterday's old government is fundamentally incompatible with the digital era. The permanent ruling class in Washington is bankrupting us with inflation and debt, so they must be removed for you to have more Washington and for Washington to have less. He's one of the bureaucrats. I don't understand how you can say that, you know, that the bureaucrats are causing all of these issues when that's who you are. You're one of the bureaucrats. You're not separate from anyone else. You've got plans and ideas that you brought to Washington that are causing gridlock. Rick Scott, you and others like you, yet you can put out an embarrassing 7-point plan that many Republicans and conservatives are cheering on. This is the future if Republicans regain control of the government. It's fair, fraud-free elections. We will protect the integrity of the American democracy and stop left-wing efforts to rig elections. So, let's see. Only Democrats have ever rigged elections. Republicans have been saints when it comes to all elections. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I don't have to remind you of Gableman and Robin Voss and others across the nation who have jerry-rigged everything in the favor of the right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Get involved! Everybody, you!